Morning, queen, I roll, yeah.
I hate that all night.
and friends, we thank God for all of you. This morning when I rose, I'm talking about this morning when you rose. I'm pretty sure you didn't have no doubt. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, we just thank God. Why? Because you trust him. You wasn't thinking about, my God, if I'm going to wake up in the morning, if I'm not going to wake up in the morning. So we just give God the praise. Amen. I just want to just talk to somebody all over the world. Amen. Have not ones that did not lose hope. Amen. In the midst of their circumstances, in the midst of their situation, that understand that, you know what, this morning when I rose, amen, I have another chance for victory. This morning when I rose, I have another chance to get ready to walk in my miracle. This morning when I rose, I have another chance to get ready to walk into the blessings of the Lord. The things that I laid down on last night, I'm glad that I can wake up this morning, amen, to be able to make change to happen in my life. Amen. Y'all know about the testimony service. They say, listen, I thank God, my God, for waking up this morning with blood running warm in my veins. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter what happened on yesterday, last week. But when you woke up this morning, you lift up your eyes, you have an opportunity to make changes what your tomorrow going to be. I got a question for those that is listening to us all over the world. Amen. Are you are making changes in your life? What changes that you are making to better your future, to better your life, to better the steps, amen, and to reach towards, my God Almighty, the promises that God done spoke over your life, amen. I'm telling you, my God Almighty, I know it's a challenge, I know it is, but guess what I love about it? The race is not given to the swift of the throne, but he that endured to the end. Last time I checked in my dialogue, and last time I checked, amen, that you are endure. How do you know that? Are you listening to us right now? You are endure, amen. A person that is quick, they quitters, or they give up. They're not in a place, my God Almighty, to receive information. They want to listen. They want to just sit there and have a service, sit in the midst of different things. But because you here, my God Almighty, I'm telling you right now, the enemy is in trouble because somebody making a statement, not with their mouth, but with their action, that this mean war. Y'all about to hear me this morning. We thank God for our listeners and partners and once again all over the world. We thank God for Australia, Europe, my God Almighty, Canada. We thank God for United Kingdom. We thank God for Norway. We thank God for Fiji. My God Almighty, for checking in Kingston, Jamaica. We thank God for our brothers and sisters in Asia. We thank God for each and every one of you checking in and celebrating and coming into a place of worship. I know that some of you, your time frame might be later, my God, on in the evening time. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Our God doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. Amen. My God Almighty, he is up, celebrating with us, amen, and worshiping with us, amen. We just thank God once again, and we give him the glory. I want to send a special shout-out to our ABM family, amen, and also our partners that are all over the world. We thank you, amen, for the anniversary gift, amen, that you all done blessed us with. It is such a blessing. We are thank you. We are very appreciative, my God Almighty, of the things that you are blessing us and doing for us, amen. Sometimes it just make me feel all jolly, amen. With true love, I'm not talking about y'all. No. That's another sermon. Y'all got to tune in throughout the week, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. You'll hear some of this breaking down, amen. But when true love begins to show you their appreciation, it is something that we can say thank you about, amen. My God, like I say, listen, saints of God, I got high levels of expectations, amen. I got high levels of what God's going to do for each and every one of us. Listen, I feel like there's sharing with y'all just a nugget of something. But before we go into that, we're going to give our mother, she's been having a birthday celebration all week. She's been, you know, she's just been on this cloud, you know what I mean? And she's just been loving God and everything else, what God is doing. Well, we're going to get her to share some of that love. So I probably got to let her know, just press one, but we can just see her where she is on the line. But that's all right. God bless your mother. Can you press one on your phone to share us some of that loving blessing that God been doing with you? And I appreciate it. God bless your mother, Helen.
God bless you, Apostle, because this morning when I rose, I didn't have no doubt. On behalf of our Apostle Temple Spencer, the queen of the house, Lady Late Lakeisha Spencer, the entire ABM family, we welcome you people all over the world, wherever you are, our local listeners, we welcome you. As I always tell you, sit back, relax, fasten your spiritual seatbelts, and get ready to hear a rhema word from the Lord. And again, I say, welcome, welcome. God bless you, Apostle.
Thank you, Mother. God bless you. We just thank God for these words. Amen. And we just thank God for the God of my heal. Genuine. Amen. I'm telling you, God, I want you to stand up the game and keep on pressing. Amen. No matter what. Amen. I'm telling you, I want to let some of you all know something right now. My God Almighty, as different things begin to come from within and begin to bless you, I want you to use wisdom. Why? Because at the end of the day, you got to understand something that is begun, amen, that is not guaranteed to be in your life full term or made a pledge to be in your life full term, amen. It will come to an end, amen. So you got to understand that you're going to have to use wisdom, begin to do different things, amen, because one thing about people, amen, when God been on made a way out for us and a way out of escape for us and begin to bless us, amen, we begin to get wasteful. Then when them times come to where we should have been used the wisdom, and now we want to begin to reflect on these hardship times and want God to pull us out. Baby, when the sun is open and when the sun is raining or shining upon you, amen, you need to bathe into the sun. You need to thank God and begin to use wisdom to store up the sun. It just reminds me of the story in the Bible with the man of God when he was telling Pharaoh, amen, we're going to have 7 years of famine, but we're going to have a 7 good year. And in the midst of our good years, we want to make sure we have to do to begin to take up for these 3 years, because they're going to be a 7 years of hardship. I'm not saying that you're going to come into a famine. I'm not saying that you're going to come into a recession on. None of that, because I refuse to try to speak something past what God have not released to me. I'm not going to do that. Amen. But what I am saying, my God Almighty, that what is shown is going to get ready to taper off. Amen. Other words, stimulus checks going to get ready to stop. Amen. Unemployment, amen, going to get ready to ruin its course. So those that has been sitting just crossing your legs and chilling, I'm telling you, you better get back to do what got to do, because these folks finna get ready to drop you. I'm y'all listen to Pastor. You finna get ready to get dropped. Amen. So you got to be wisdom. What? Well, if you're in a place of making your bills, take care of your bill. All right. Don't put yourself and your family through some hardship, because these landlords and different people that are different people, private companies and different things, my God, that has real estate, oh yes, they twitching, they itching, but they get ready to evict, amen. It's going to be a lot of stuff going to get ready to fall down, pertaining to people that did not do what they needed to do when they had the time, when they had the finances, when they had the resources to do it. I just want to warn our family, amen, don't get caught up into that shenanigans. Amen. Because at the end of the day, you know, if you come to 8 a.m., Pastor's going to kind of look at you deep and hard and pray about some things, because we are not here to support, amen, Miss Helen. You are partnering. You're doing different things. You know, the family is not here for that. So let's begin to use them. You got some time? We Listen, I love God. He always gives us a warning way ahead of time, but we can begin to make sure that the proper steps before anything takes place. Amen. If you're in a place of getting your house, go ahead and make your moves. Amen. If you're in a place of trying to get there, go ahead and make your moves. A lot of people get financial resources. Main thing they talking about, I'm ready to go on vacation. I just need a break for life. A break for understand a break, but you got to make sure that the break makes financial sense. Amen. So let's make them. Amen. And let's make sure we are doing different things. And that's our brothers and sisters also all over the world in different parts of the world. Amen. We want to make sure we're doing something because God wants to make sure that we are blessed and we are highly in favor. I know I ain't getting that much amen on these statements this morning, but that's all right. Amen. But I want to make sure that we are blessed and we are walking into the things of God, and we can begin to, instead of going into hardship, we always end up into a blessing ship. I just put a ship on the end of blessing. Amen. Amen. So, amen. So, I just want to share that with you. Drop that nugget inside of each and every one of you. And we just want to let you know, amen. My God Almighty, please, if you've been taking things for granted, you've been taking, you're thinking that things are going to continue to be there, don't be like these shade tree, my God. Doctors, shade tree doctors, these in-house doctors, and saying how the pandemic going to be. Yeah, it's going to keep happening. They're going to keep doing this. They're going to keep. No, brother, no, sister. You got to understand, government is a business as well. Amen. It is a business. My God, different things are business. And at the end of the day, they got to go ahead and put things in drive. Amen. And don't you get caught up under the shade tree having these conversations and thinking that things is going to continue to where it's going to be. No, it's an ending somewhere, and the ending is coming. I just want to warn many of you about that. Amen. Let's get ready to get into our broadcast. My God Almighty, and we just thank God. We're going to bring on our very own Shaquita to take us into prayer. My God, because God is good and His mercy. Come on, y'all. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody.
Endure
God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle, and God bless you, Saints, once again for tuning in with us. We thank you again. We'd like to, first of all, giving God's grace, who's the head of our life, and we'd like to thank the First Lady and Apostle for providing this platform and being up and open arms to allow us to come into their presence and soak up the knowledge and gifts and different things that they instill into us in God. And truly, truly, God, they have proven that they are true men and women of God. So we thank you, God, for this day, oh God. For furthermore, oh God, we love you, God, more than ever, oh God. Today, oh God, we lay down the things upon the burdens and different things that, God, we lay it on the altar of you, oh God. We lay it, God, we put it fully in your hands, oh God. We shall not look back on them, God. We lay down the heartache, God. We lay down the burdens of worry, God. We lay down the burdens of all the anguish, God. We lay down the burdens of pain, oh God. We lay down these things, God, for more of you, God, for you to fix her of all these things, God. We lay down the things of lack of finances for you, oh God. We will get a mindset of God that we should save, oh God. We shall lay down the foundations, oh God, for that you should come into our life, God, and allow us to be coming to the fullness of you, oh God. We thank you, God, for the things that you're doing in our life, God, to bring a presence in our life, the blessings that you're bringing in our life, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for what you're doing, oh God. We shall heed the warnings of the men and women of God, oh God. We should thank you, God, for their word, oh God, for stealing those things in our life, oh God. We know, God, that you are doing a wondrous thing in their life, God. You're doing a wondrous thing in our life, oh God. So we shall not put things in the way of you, oh God. We shall set them a path, oh God. Let us clear out the clutter of us, oh God. Let us remove the things of us, oh God, and coming to you, oh God. We shall surely see that, God, is a truly a blessing to all you, oh God, that you are doing in our life, oh God. We thank you for the anointing, God. We thank you for the mercy of God. We thank you for the salvation, oh God. We thank you for the things that you're doing, God, that we do not know of, oh God. We thank you for the things that we see, God. We thank you for here, God. We shall praise your name, God, from here, God, to the mountaintops, from the mountaintops to the heavens. heavens, oh God. We shall praise you, God, and we love you, God, like no ever before, God. We shall not, God, forever, God, we shall not, God, tarry in our spirit, oh God, and be shaken, oh God, and be in fear, God. We shall captivate you, God, and we shall stay in your presence, oh God, like never before, oh God. We love you, God, and we shall stay into the strong fight, God. We will stay, be strong pillars and strong towers, God. We will not get weary, God. We will shall not quit. We shall stay strong, God, and do your work, oh God, like never before, oh God, and let the world know that it is a place for them in your kingdom, oh God. It's truly, God, you, God, that is calling out for the saints, God, to turn their life over, God, into a new leaf, oh God. It's you, oh God, that's calling them to their left, to call them from the right, from the south, and to the east, God, to bow their heads, God, to bow their knee, God, to come into you, oh God, to begin their blessings from you, oh God. It's only you, God. No man can give it to them, oh God. We can show them the way, oh God, but only you can walk them into the way. We thank you, God, for this day, oh God. Forevermore, God, we shall love you, God, and I love you like never before, oh God. Thank you for the things that you're doing, oh God. It's for you, God, I praise your name forevermore. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. It's you, oh God, I love. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, God, amen.
Amen, amen. We thank God for, my God, Almighty, Mr. Sequita, for the prayer. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. God is good. His mercy endures forever. And we just give God the glory and we give him the praise. Amen. And I'm telling you, no weapon formed against you, it will not prosper. Now, I want you to understand something about that. Amen. It's much more than a quote. It's much more than a saying. It's much more than a thought. Amen. It's much more than that. Amen. Because for the weapon not to prosper in your life, amen, because your life is structured, your life is built up, your life is covered. I'm not talking about your mouth. I'm not talking about what you say. I'm not talking about what you believe, amen. I'm talking about what it is, amen, and that's why it's not going to prosper. Many people, my God Almighty, feel so things it's not going to prosper in their life, amen, but their life is not structured for whatever weapon that is trying to be formed, amen, for it would not prosper, and it begin to prosper, amen, for the weapon of lack of property do not form in your life, amen. Your mind is made up. You're walking with wisdom. You're walking with scripture. Guess what? No weapon that is trying to attack my finances will not do what? Prosper, amen, for the weapon that is trying to attack my health, amen, for me to begin to put things in its proper place in the natural, amen, to begin to do different things that I'm supposed to do, begin to stay up on different things, begin to watch different things. Guess what? When a weapon that is formed trying to attack my health, amen, guess what's going to happen? It's not going to do what? Prosper. For the weapon to be formed that is trying to attack my peace, amen, when I don't allow things to worry me and I keep God as my light and my strength, and whom shall I fear, amen, my God Almighty, and when I don't let folks and their issues and their problem and the things of their life begin to consume me or worry about me, guess what? Whenever that weapon of peace, my God Almighty, try to form against me, guess what's going to happen? It's not going to prosper. Y'all about to hear me, my God Almighty, for the weapon of stress, amen, that is trying to form and try to come against you, amen, my God Almighty, when your life, my God, is living as stress free, because why? You know that old cliche that we saying, but so many people don't live by, I'm too blessed to be what? To be stressed, amen, when I walk in my blessing, when I live in my blessing, when my mindset, and when I look around that I'm too blessed to be worrying about that, I'm too blessed to go ahead and be concerned about that, God been too good to me to allow me to fall when things come up in my life, and guess what, whenever that weapon of stress try to form against me, guess what it ain't gonna do, it ain't going to. Somebody about to help me. I guess somebody go ahead and test it real quick. And somebody just say, test, prosper, prosper. It's not going to prosper. Amen. When the enemy try to form, my God, a weapon to come in my life as a flood, to come into the things, to come into my family, to come in different areas, my God Almighty, as a flood. My God, when I got built up so high in the things of God, when I built up so high in worship, I built up so high in prayer, when I built up so, when I'm caught up, my God, not into the things, not into the situation, that's when the enemy want to form a weapon to bring a flood in my life. Try to bring, y'all know what a flood does. A flood don't have, my God Almighty, no direction where it want to go. Amen. I want to speak to somebody that been dealing with a flood in their finances, a flood in their health, a flood in their home, a flood on their job, a flood in situation, a flood in their thoughts, a flood in their feelings. Guess what? When you're built up so high and you're rooted and grounded in the things of God, whenever that enemy try to form that weapon that is called a flood, guess what's going to happen? It's not going to prosper, because the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Come on, somebody. It is so. It is so. Amen. It is so. So the weapon that is formed, it comes with some contingency. Amen. It comes with more than a sin. It comes with more than this. You know how folks going to say, man, ain't no weapon formed against me. It ain't going to prosper. That's a lie, because your life is too open. You got too many things going on. Amen. You got too many issues, too many problems. Oh, that. Come on now. It's just only when you're covered. It's only when you got your thing. You got your I's dotted, T's are crossed it. You better believe that weapon that the enemy try to form against you, it's not going to do what thinks of God. It's not going to prosper. So you don't have to worry about it. I want to tell somebody, you stay on the wall. You stay in prayer. You stay in the things of God. You keep walking in God. Don't you worry about anything, because when you are into that area, it's not going to prosper. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about the plans or the trick of the enemy. My God, I better go ahead and move on, because I just felt the twitch in my bone. Amen. Let me tell you something. You don't have to worry about what the government is giving out, because why? When you are walking into the things of God, when you are sower, you are a giver, you are a person that wanna, you have a heart and a desire to bless God, to bless God's people, to do the things that is right. You ain't a bootlegger, you ain't a cheat, you ain't a scam artist, you ain't somebody trying to rob Peter and also not only try to pay Paul, you're gonna try to rob Paul too. Amen. To pay who? Yourself. When you ain't trying to, somebody, a con artist, trying to manipulate, trying to maneuver, amen, you just doing it and walking the principles of God. Baby, let me tell you something. If you are on the movement, amen, and God is opening up doors in your life, let me tell you something. The doors that you're going to walk in is going to continue to increase. It's going to continue to move forward. It's going to continue to grow. I don't care. Month by month, me and my family just been seeing increase. Month by month, week by week, time by time, day by, I'm just not saying this, y'all, to just make it sound good and make somebody shout. Baby, it comes, it's another feeling when somebody, you can feel when somebody living this thing. You can feel when somebody is, my God Almighty, walking in this thing, experiencing this thing. It's much more than talk. It's some type of passion. It's some type of something. It's that behind, my God, of what you're saying. And when I say to you all, when you do the thing that is good according to the eyes of God, eyes have not seen, nor ears have not. I got to go, y'all. I got to go. First, later, where the announcement's at. Eyes have not seen, nor ears have not heard. I declare and decree, amen, of mine, that you shall begin to experience the things of God. Well, God gonna bless your salt sauce. When I'm talking about your salt sauce, I'm talking about literally. You ain't gonna have time to put your socks on. Your socks gonna be all crazy and looking and everything, because of your footsteps are ordered by the Lord. Here comes right here. Get in there.
Good afternoon, HM family. Hope all is well. Everyone, as a pastor, everyone, thank you all for all the calls and financial blessings that you all had sold in our life.
truly, truly appreciate it. And again, I want to celebrate Mother as a door for her and her life. I want us to take to send her card, to give her a phone call, just let her know that it's her and God for her life. Such a blessing to all that covers daily. So, people want to continue to have you all come these past school, the apostle, Anita, all have to start off with that. Mom, I know we get hours, so that's why we open. Tune in, stay plugged in. Parents, who are just independently working with the youth. We encourage all of you all to join in. We've out the material that you all, that they are using. So if you have not gotten your books for the youth ministry or for the women's ministry, please send us a text on a private text line so that way we can get the materials to you all, because we want to make sure that everyone stays locked in. And we also want this as an opportunity to pull other individuals into the ministry. So please invite your friends, your family, let them know. The women's ministry led by Deshaun, they have a job. I got an opportunity to listen on last Thursday, and it just was such a blessing just to hear them coming together and just growing. Oh, my God, it's just so amazing. You always want to continue to be in a place to where you challenge yourself to grow, especially pandemic. We're about a year old in this. A lot of us have gotten to the place to where we're just at a still. We don't want this opportunity, this adversity, or whatever it is, wherever this pandemic has gotten you, as an opportunity to grow, to stretch, to yourself, to be better. There's no way that you'll do this by yourself. You got to get around like-minded people who are going in the same direction. Continue to stretch, continue to grow, continue to get rooted and grounded in the Lord. So when those storms do come, you will not be moved, because you know that this is a part of the process. So again, we have so much going on. This Friday, the youth ministry will get plugged in at 7 p.m. And then the following Thursday, the women's ministry will meet at 7 p.m. Just go ahead and put it in your calendar, because sometimes we don't get an opportunity to send out a text, but if this is something you want to be invested in, you go ahead and make sure you're tuned in. And I think that, this week I want to challenge you all to be mindful on how you treat people, especially those people that you feel that you do not need. I just want every interaction that you have with people this week, just be mindful. Just say, okay, should I have said this, or should I have done this, or whatever it is, but just be mindful to how you treat people this week. I just want to just make a special note. It just dropped in my spirit early this morning that sometimes we start to overlook people, especially people who we might be mad at, or people that don't even know we're mad at, or people who we feel like we don't need, or whatever the case is. I just want us to be mindful. I want us to continue to develop. I want us to continue to be strong. I want us to continue to be whole. And how do you do that? By taking little steps, by making sure that you're being the best you that you can be. But again, ADM, I want you all to enjoy this Sunday. It's a beautiful day out. We love you. Stay encouraged. And I'm going to turn it back over to our wonderful apostle.
Amen. First day, you're right. It's a beautiful day. We might get us a balloon and a coke and a smile and take a walk somewhere. Hey. Amen. You know, First Lady said some things. Number one, she's talking about the auxiliaries in ADM and how they are working. Let me tell you something, you all. You know, I've been listening in into a lot of the meetings and different things. And pastors like this, you don't hear nothing from me. You are doing an excellent job. You know, trust me, you know, if there's something that needs to be said, whatever, I will pull them to the side. And let me tell you something. They have been doing an excellent job, you know, in staying into their lane. That's a beautiful thing to where we hear, you know, that they are doing. And trust me, it's so beautiful to see each one begin to develop into their own ministry. Amen. That's why a lot of people like take a step back, that individuals be led by the Lord and the Holy Ghost and the level that they are on. And that way they can find their own. Let me tell you something, parents, even individuals that is listening. Individuals that listen in, come on, be a part of them. Be a part of them. Come listen in. Be a part, and something will help you, especially the women's department. This is a ministry to where Sister Deshaun and Sister Kiara are operating and they're calling, amen, into different things. It will be a blessing to you all as well, amen. And First Lady was sharing something else, amen, to where, you know, let's be kind and different things to each other because, for we could see this stimulus check and the things with government, it really starting to bring out who people really are. Why? It's simply because not the checks. It's because when folks don't have a need, you know, a need from you. So it's a lot of usury spirits manifesting. Amen. And when people don't have a need from you or need something from you, amen, now the true issue begin to show out. Let me tell you something, you all. If you don't have something that's going to continue to residual, and this is one thing different pertaining to a poverty mindset and non-poverty mindset, because a poverty mindset, you know, they good at that moment. You know, if the things is going good for them at that moment, they getting some things coming in at that moment, they good. They don't got nothing to say to you, amen? But then not thinking that it eventually will run out and don't have another plan until it runs out, then they want to make plans. But a prosper person that's going to walk in prosperity and prosper, they are not looking at, okay, we got things coming in good now. They not even concerned about what things going in now. They understand that, hey, if we don't keep something keeping going, a recurrence of different things, this what we have going on in our life will eventually run out. So they could continue to live like, hey, you know, I need to eat tomorrow. Regardless of what they done accumulated or what they have, they live their life, they continue to live like I need to eat, you know, tomorrow. But a poverty mind says, well, I'm going to enjoy what I got going on right now. You know, I worry about tomorrow whenever it gets here. No, don't do that, amen, because it's not promised. And I understand that most folks are like, no, but also it's wisdom to get ready to prepare for tomorrow, amen. So make sure you do that. Make sure you show each other love. Don't be the one where folks got to cut you off because they've been showing you, been them your colors, amen. So don't be the one. Let's make sure we show love and let's walk into the blessings. I'm gonna reiterate this again, amen, because it's gonna get ready to come to an end. This is gonna come to an end. So stop playing games. If you are, I'm not saying if you're the ones that are telling business, but if you are, begin to, you got to make sure by now, I can't tell you to save because you still already don't save a good little bit up. But whatever resource you have, don't change you all, because all this government help, all this assistance that you, a lot of people are getting, it's going to come to an end, and you're finna be ready to go back to your regular life without the assistance of them. And if you have not invested or watched, even to tune into the broadcast and just listen to the prophetic word that God been giving out over the air, I'm telling you, you're finna get ready to have a lot of heart. It's going to be, finna go through a time to where you can go through some hard, when I say some hardship, it's going to be some sad situation to where people's going to feel that they're going to need to help you. And I'm going to give y'all some wisdom. You got to keep your hands out of that and keep moving forward in your life. Because many people have more, some, it's
so many people don't got so much opportunity through this pandemic. Through COVID-19, don't brought so much of financial help and so much of financial opportunity to so many of people all over the world. To where if we was not responsible doing what we do, guess what? Whatever comes later down the pipeline, it's on who? It's on us. Amen? It's on us. You can invest in your money, being part, going to parties and doing different things, but guess what? That's not a money that is going to bring back a return. That's something that goes out one way, and it ain't coming back no way. So I'm just warning you all, it's going to come to an end. The houses market, amen, is the window going to end up closing, and the opportunity for those that that was led to go ahead and make moves and different things, you're going to miss your timing. You're going to miss it. It's going to come to a closing. Some of you probably say, well, Pastor, you know what? I just been trying, but I keep saying no. Trust me. It's somebody looking for you, and they need you. And they need the finances or whatever. Amen. So you got to keep going and keep pressing while this window or opportunity is open, and you do not miss out on the opportunities that God has for you in this season. Because trust me, I'm pleading with you. Do what's right, because it's going to come some hardship for so many people that done took it for granted and don't play games and try to put eggs in a basket that they didn't have and not use the wisdom. And now you're going to begin to try to call up on God. And I'm going to tell you right now, before you get mad with him, before you get mad with anybody, he is not going to answer you like that. Because why? He's been answering for about 2 years now. He's been answering. He's been giving. He's been providing. He's been doing different things for about 2 years now. So God is not going to answer you like that. So I'm just warning you. I just want to tell people all this good blessing and everything, you know, where the sources you've been getting it from, it's going to get ready to run out. It's going to get ready to take its course. You got to make sure you are ready. You got to make sure that you could keep on sustaining your life. What is the best thing we could do right now, Pastor? The best thing you could do right now, if you're not situated or planning on moving into your own home or moving out where your areas that you're at right now, make sure you pay your bills. Come on, saints, pay your bills, because what these people finna get ready to do with no care at all to put families. I had a vision. God showed me a vision. Families walking down the street with their luggage, pushing my carts and different things like that. So many people done got evicted, done got put out, done been homeless, to where it don't overwhelm, amen, it don't overwhelm the cities and overwhelm different states, to where they had to buy abandoned buildings trying to put folks in because it don't overwhelm it, amen. They've been holding their hands back for it going to happen, but they finna get ready to release it, amen. And you better make sure you ain't one of them, because if you one of them, I can hear you now, you're going to come and make excuses, amen. And so many people are going to come and make excuses. God showed me all that. So many people say, but I had this. I had that going on. Then that had me. That had me. I'm going to tell you right now what the Lord told me. The Lord said, son, they're going to be lying. They went and lived like kings and queens of the world, and they don't been bit ballers. And they try to live like the Johnsons, and they is stepping way out of their means because they was calculating other resources and other finances that did not come or did not happen. And they was calculating that. So we got to make sure we are using wisdom. Pastor always, listen to you all. I have not shared with you a word up that came from the Lord, that the Lord shared with me. I have not shared with you all that it's something that we're trying to get something from you. Pastor's trying to get something, trying to get you to sow into something, trying to get you get finances and tell y'all need to get this here. Now, everywhere we share, we've been preparing you all, been telling you all, and it's up for you to do what you have to do. Because I'm just warning you, it's going to be a lot of sad people. It's going to be a lot of sad people. Many of you, you're riding on that unemployment. I'm telling you, if you could get a job opportunity, you know, you need to take that job opportunity, because what's going to get ready to happen, the job market is open big time right now. But what's going to get ready to happen, it's going to be a job market to where it ain't going to be nothing, and you're going to be left out. I'm telling you, get off of this stuff. You about to wean yourself off of this handout, because at the end of the day, you're going to get caught. And you don't want to get caught out there, because I'm telling you, it's not going to be no help, and it's not going to be resources and different things to help you out, and it's going to be many people who are going to put it on the government and put it on this, and this government is not going to listen to you, because they feel as though they've been taking care of the folks for over a year now, and they've been doing it. And at the end of the day, let the truth be told, it has been happening, and it ain't about the government. It's what God been doing. It's what God been doing through them. It's what God been trying to help you all. So he opened up the windows of heaven. He been pouring out your blessing. And what we've been doing with our blessing, that's pertaining, that's all up to you. And at the end of the day, this is a checkpoint right now for the last final scratch. And if you don't get this checkpoint, this part here right, I'm telling you, you're going to get evicted. These folks going to put you out. It's going to be, they ain't caring about if it's you taking care of your 100-year-old grandmother. They ain't going to be caring about that, because they hard a lot of landlords, a lot of private providers. They hard done grown cold in this pandemic. They hard done grown cold because why? Because they were stuck, and they wasn't able to take care of their own financial needs, because others just want to play these games. So now they ready to take some actions, and listen, the hole or the trigger is they're going to get approval. They're going to get the approval to do what they got to do, because people have plenty of chance to make it right and to get it together. Pastor just want to definitely send that out to you all. Please, if you don't got no plans or make arrangements to buy your house, make sure your rent and your bills are paid up. Please make sure your things are paid up, because you're going to end up getting yourself in some serious. You're going to put yourself through a trial that you have no business going in. You're going to put yourself. And I'm going to tell you, we're recording this good, because I'm going to remind you of the word. And I'm not going to even ask a question, because God already said it's going to be a lot of lies, and a lot of people is going to tell you one hand, but they ain't going to show you the other hand that they've been doing. Amen? And that's what's going to happen. So, in other words, I'm telling you now, you got the help of the Lord. He's by your side. They there with you all. Please do what's right. Some of you all, get up and get back working. Don't do this. Amen? Because it's going to be a workforce that, listen, it's going to be shut down, and it's going to be overwhelmed, so there ain't going to be nothing out there. It's not going to be anything out there, all right? So we're going to move on, amen. Pastor, want to share some words of wisdom with you all, and I just thank God, because he always prepare us, always keep us ahead, so we can begin to stay ahead of everything, amen, and I love him for that, because one thing about it, he don't come and do it for you. He give you the information. He give you instructions, and it's up to you to apply it. God ain't going to come and do it. A lot of people say, go up and do it. God visits you. Well, Jesus be looking at you. Well, that's what he got you there for. He's going to use you, you know. So he's going to begin to use you. Amen. So let's begin to do the things that's right. That way we don't get caught in that cold, and we don't be looking, amen, with this, like, you know, and we done did it to ourselves, and we expect somebody owe us something. Then when somebody say no, and we want to point the finger on them, see, this is why I got a problem with you. No, you had your water coming in, and now you expect for somebody else to give them their water to you, and next thing you know, they're going to be starting to get with lack. Why put that? No, they don't need to put themselves in that situation, and please don't put yourself in that situation. Amen. Continue to live your life as God bless you. Amen. And to live and keep walking with wisdom and walk with purpose. Amen. You're going to live a life of prosperity. Amen. Amen. Listen, let's go ahead and get ready for the word of the hour. We just thank God for what God is doing, and I love these times where God sit down and give me instructions and give me wisdom. These are the things that I begin to apply, And this is the greatest prophecies and the greatest things that I cherish to my heart. When God started giving some instructions, he started giving some wisdom to the body and telling us what's coming, what's ahead, for you to begin to apply. I'm telling you, it is the blessed thing. Shout out to everyone that have been on their vitamins and still taking their vitamins in the pandemic and this situation. Don't stop taking it. Amen. Don't get relaxed. Amen. Shout out to you. Many people ask this question. I'm going to say this last point. I'm going to get ready to leave. Many people ask this question. Pastor, should we go and take that shot? Should I go and take that vaccine shot? And I told many people, the Lord told us to back off that first round. Okay, now it done been several rounds after that first round. Amen. So, you know, my answer, that's all I can say. But is me and my family going to sign up and take it? Absolutely. You know, because the Lord told us specifically, leave that first round alone. That first round done been diminished, all this other stuff. And will I take it? Amen. Absolutely. Amen. That's all I can say. I'm not going to tell you what you can and cannot do. Amen. I'm just going to say what the Lord says. And that's what he says. That first round already been gone. I think they probably on their 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 round. Amen. So whatever decisions you are led with, whatever decision God led you with, that's pertaining to you. Amen. I always obey God and walk with God. Amen. And we just thank God for what he is doing. Stay on your vitamins. Stay cautious. Stay sanitary, amen. Let's not get to the norm, because things when it looks like it's going to go back to the normal, but it's really not, amen. And you don't want to be caught out there, amen. And we want to continue to do what we need to do to stay sanitary, to stay different things as the CDC began to let us know what to do. Amen. God bless you all. I'm going to turn this part of the broadcast over to our very own evangelist, Nita. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle and First Lady. Again, happy anniversary. Just thanking God for all that you do. Just thanking him for being a faithful servant and a part of, just being a part of you all's everything that you're doing for ADM, and not only ADM, the multitude of people. I will not be before you all long today, but let me just say a quick prayer. Father God, I ask you, Lord, to allow the words that come out of my mouth, Father, be acceptable to you, Lord Jesus. I also ask, Father, that I decrease, Lord, and your Holy Spirit increase, Father. Let the words, Father God, touch someone, Father God, where a difference will be made in their life, Father. I decree and declare, Father, that minds and hearts will be changed on today, Father. The way that they came on the broadcast, Father, they will not leave, Father. I decree and declare, Father, the words that were spoken by the apostle, Father, that you downloaded in him, Father, that everyone that was under the sound of his voice, Father, will receive them, Father, and apply them into their lives, Father God, knowing, Lord, that you have spoken, Father God, not man, but you have spoken. In the name of Jesus, we pray this prayer. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, everybody, again. The scripture reading for today is Hebrews 12:1-4, and it states, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. 3, think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. After all, you have not yet given your lives in your struggle against sin. The focus scripture that I will be focusing on today is the script 12:1, and the title is Throw Off Excessive Baggage. So in Hebrews 12:1, it tells us that we're going to run our race. We
in order for us to run our race, we must lay aside every weight and run the race with patience. Over the years, over my years, by just being around a lot of different people, I've heard this point summarized. Running our race with no hindrance means stripping for the contest. And one thing about it, my sons, even myself, we were track stars, believe it or not. We were track stars. My sons set records and whatnot, even me in my younger days. And we wore these, like, in my younger days, I'm not going to tell my age, we wore these, like, little panties. Really, that's what little panties, that's what we wore, instead of these, the leggings, instead of the shorts or whatever. We wore, like, little panties. And that's what I noticed about a lot of different people. If you look at the different people that run track, if you're looking at the Olympics, if you look at the people, Ethiopian, the Africans, whatever, they normally have on those little panties or whatever, no shirts, whatever, or however. They are stripped down to bare nothing. In the days that this verse was written, the writer was drawing a parallel that was much better understood than it is today. And now in our society, in those days, runners conditioned their body for a race just as athletes do today. We do it today. But the difference is that they stripped off all of their clothing. They were only wearing a loincloth so that when they ran, they had nothing, absolutely nothing but that cloth on. And so nothing would weigh them down. And then the other thing is, when I was doing my reading, they also oiled their bodies, special oils. They used oil and put that oil over their body. So may I submit my first point this morning? In the same way, we need to be well oiled or anointed with the Holy Spirit if we want to win our race. We must allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us. There is no other way. There is no other alternative. We must allow the oil or the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the oil or the Holy Spirit, to be our guide. With that being said, we must remove everything, whatever it is, away from our lives that are weighing us down to run the race that is set before us that Paul is speaking about in this scripture. So the first thing we must do is, and Apostle Temple was talking about following instructions. So the first thing that we must do is we must follow the instructions that Paul gave us in Romans 12:1-2. And it says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So Paul is telling us that we ought to dedicate everything about ourselves to God. In order for us to win the race, to run the race and be victorious, we have to submit, dedicate everything about ourselves to God, meaning our bodies, our heads, our tongues, our minds, our emotions, and definitely our attitudes. We ought to dedicate everything about ourselves to God as a living sacrifice, holy. Remember a couple of weeks ago, Apostle Temple said in his prophecy that he was doing everything. He was living his life holy with no apology. This is what this scripture is saying. This is what you need in order to win your race. You need to consecrate. And all of these things need to be pleasing to him. So anything that is holding you down, you must strip it away in order to develop the full potential. And how are we going to do that? I had to go back into my notes. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me the understanding and the wisdom and the knowledge to take notes. So in our notes last year, it spoke about the kingdom. You have to have a kingdom mindset, and the kingdom is you, your home. Think about you.
It's not a religion, but it's heaven, it's God, it's the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit that's within you. And applying the kingdom are taking things that's not of God, and you start removing them. The lies, the hate, the unforgiveness, the cheating, the backstabbing, the deceiving, the manipulation, the laziness, whatever it may be, and you replace them with the fruits of the Spirit. And not only do you replace them with the fruits of the Spirit, you also implement the core values. You start implementing core values into your life. See, once you start removing things, I got to speak for me, Apostle. When I start removing things, I sometimes get complacent and forget that I didn't ask God or decreed or commanded things out of my life, and I just go on about my business and leave that bold open. I leave that space open, and then sometimes get into a place that I forget to come back and immediately replace what I removed. So therefore, I'm saying to you all today, I'm telling you some of my practices that have helped me to get from one place to the other based off the teachings that I have received over the last 3 years. And one of them is once I'm removing something, I'm replacing it. So with the you already know what the fruits of the Spirit is. So when you replacing that hate, you putting that love back in there. When you replacing confusion, you putting that peace in there. When you and then with the core values, you need to put in that you're going to be accountable. You're going to be reliable. See, to get from one place to the next, even though I don't care if you falling, if you walking and you running, in this verse, we talking about running a race. You have to be accountable and reliable for your actions. You have to be spiritually and emotionally mature. You definitely have to be submissive to God. And with that, you have to remain focused. But most of all, you have to build a structure. A foundation will have protocol and order put in together. And with these different things into your life, you are in a place where you're building your potential. You're developing different things. You're putting yourself on a straight and narrow path without any exception. And then I continued to study, and I went on to looking through my notes. I realized another way, the most important thing that I must do is I have to have that relationship with God, and I must. It's not an option. Understand, I use the word must. I must engage into the Spirit. So we just recently went over that. So when studying this scripture, and I'm asking the Holy Spirit to download into me, when different things came in as I went to my notes, I said, Father God, I Lord, I thank you, Father God, for the understanding. I thank you, Father God, for the knowing. I thank you, Father God, for the teaching and the teachable moment. So if you all do not remember the 11 steps for engaging in the Spirit, because you are not going to get anywhere. I don't care who tells you this, who tells you that. Everything, like Apostle Temple, one of his favorite words is bootleggers. Bootleggers can come and tell you one thing, and guess what? They can tell you, if you give me $20, I'll turn this $20 into $2,000. They can. It's temporary. It's temporary. You don't know when you may get it again. But see, when you engaging in the Spirit and you are applying the principles or the rules of engagement into your life, then you know for a fact it's a sure thing. Because why? You are engaging in the Spirit. You are depending on the Spirit. You are not leaning on your own understanding. You are trusting, and therefore you have the potential to develop the things that's needed to win your race. You have the potential to develop your everything that's going to make you be a conqueror. You have the potential to develop the things that's needed to make you be victorious. see, I'm telling you something that I know. I'm not talking about something that somebody else told me. I'm telling you, when God gives you instructions, whether it be in a book, whether it be by the words of a prophet, by the words of a teacher, by the words of a preacher, by the words of an evangelist, if God has his handprint on it, trust and believe that it is going to develop. Trust and believe the Holy Spirit is going to lead you and guide you. So the number one thing for engaging in the Spirit is we must be obedient. Number two, we must believe in the facts. You must believe whatever the blueprint is that's before you, that is factual, that it will take place. Number three, you must be truthful in your speaking, such as we have a tendency of seeing somebody truly going through something, but we know that things are not right because they're not right. They're not trying to change their life. They're not trying to win the race. They're not trying to be victorious for whatever reason. They may be in a place of lack of knowledge. I don't know why they're not trying to. But me, as a person, in the learnings that I receive, I cannot go up to you and lie to you and tell you that things are going to be all right. I got to sit and tell, and oh, God, gonna make this happen for you, girl. Oh, you just hold on. God turning it around. Turn around seven times. Oh, don't you hear the chains breaking, girl?
Amen. God bless you. I think Evangelist don't went out on her phone. Amen. Phone line don't drop. Amen. And, you know, saints of God, we really got to understand that, you know, when we walk into and we walk by faith and we walk into the things of God, amen, we got to understand that it's things that we have to apply. Our life has to line up. Let me tell you something. You have, you know, the biggest thing that you have in life and life right now is your life. No devil or no enemy in your natural, in the natural realm has the power to control your life or control that realm. God made us, you know, over that, over the realm, over this realm here. So, other words, if you have an attack of different things and your finances, the different things like that, we could put this stuff to flight. We could bring these things to end because there's no reason why the peoples of God or people that walk with God and believe in Him is not blessed in their life. Amen. This is not no sci-fi. You know, a lot of times TV, Hollywood begin to paint a picture, you know, in our image, in our minds, according to different things, to where it's not no sci-fi. It's your decision right now and going to determine where you're going to be at tomorrow. Amen. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen, Apostle. You are absolutely correct. And as I was leading to you all, that we have to apply we have to engage in the Spirit. We have to, number four says, we must fight in a peculiar way, individually and unusual. And this is by fasting, by praying, by consecrating yourself and remaining quiet. You don't have to sit and keep talking about it. You don't have to sit and extra tell everybody about it. You need to sit back and remain quiet. Habakkuk, he sat, he wrote his vision, and he sat back and he remained quiet. There are two that he said, the reading, the teaching said, in a peculiar way, individually and unusual. We're not talking about going out there putting on no boxes. We're not talking about going word for somebody, going back and forth with them. We're talking about getting in a place, getting into a holy place, getting into a secret place, reminded that you are on holy ground because you are in the presence of the Lord. This is what he's talking about in a peculiar way. Number five, we must remain empowered into the Lord, being confident, strong, stable, having your mind set, and stop being indecisive about everything. In other words, stop wavering. Stop having one foot in, having both foot in today, and then tomorrow you let that left foot slip out. Stop being hot or cold. Stop being, be one or the other. Stand strong. Stop being a coward. Be confident in the things that you are doing in order for these are things that's needed to help you get to the race. Number six, we must put on the whole armor. Number seven, we must fight by standing, not allowing it to move you. That means you are standing there. No matter what Satan and his diabolical imp, no matter who he used, it could be your husband, your son, your children, your mother, your brother, whomever it is. You are going to stand there and not allow. You are going to resist the temptation and then let them know, I'm sorry, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every word that comes against me shall be condemned. And you do it with godly love. You don't have to twist your neck. You don't have to have an attitude. You don't have to just sit and look at them with the stank eye. Just let them know what you need to tell them, but you still do it with the godly love. Number eight, use your offense weapon, which is the sword of the spirit. Number nine, you need to continuously pray in the spirit, not in the flesh. Let the Holy Spirit pray for you. And because sometimes we don't even know what to pray. But if you depending, if you're engaging into the spirit, that means now that that spirit will utter the utterance that needs to be said for God to hear what needs to be said. Number 10, using the words of a testimony. All of us have a test. All of us that had a test that we have overcame. Because you know what? God's word says that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Even when you're not serving God, even when you're in a place where you just out there in the island, God loves us so much that he will reel us back in. He will put a 911. When you put that 911 call in for you, he will come and answer. It is up to you then to turn your situation around and realize that you are nothing without engaging in the spirit. And the last one, number 11, continue to fight by pressing on, having radical faith. Not worrying about how things look. Not worrying about if you at a place. Because, listen, you're not worrying about it because you are engaging in the spirit. Now, if you're in the natural, yes, you're going to worry about it. But when you engaging into the spirit, one profound thing that Apostle said in his speaking this morning, just giving praise and honor to God for where him and his family is at this time. It does not matter that a pandemic is going on. It does not matter that people around you are falling around, are falling dead around you. All of these different things are not mattering at this time. It does not matter that the government is saying one thing. Huh, he said the government getting ready to do something completely different, so you need to get your act together. Get your kingdom mindset on together so you won't be affected. Why? Because him and his house is engaging in the spirit. Him and his house has made the Lord their only, their number one, their lordship, their headship. They are trusting in God. They're not sitting worrying about. They're not indecisive in the things that come before them. They're not moved when other people have different things going on around them. They are in a place where they are on solid ground. And so I'll sit and say to you, going back to, you need to throw off excess baggage, whatever is pondering, whatever is hidden in your mind, in your heart. In order for you to win this race, you must strip all of those different things away. I don't care if it's a close relationship. If that close relationship is hindering you from getting to where God, understand, not where man, but where God has for you. See, Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God has a great good plan for us. So if you want to get to where God has already predestined you to be, he has already planned for you to be. Remember, he knew you before you were even born. You were in the womb. God knew everything about you. He still knows everything about you. The beauty of it is he's giving you places, outlets, teaching, understanding, wisdom, knowledge to help you to get to that next place. It was not meant for us to live in with a poverty mindset. It was not meant for us to sit here and constantly be sick where we can't enjoy the nature. I heard First Lady said But if you in a place, if you in a place where you are bedridden because you're not trying to get on track and win the race that God has set up for you, then you're going to stay there. You're going to miss the beauty of God. You're going to miss his air as it freely flows. You're going to miss the fresh wind, huh? The anointing that he is pouring down on us right now in this season. You are going to miss it. So I say to you on today, do not, I don't care where you're at in God's world right now. You may be living in a place of poverty. Get your mind together. Renew your mind. Ask God to continue to show you, to lead you. Engage into the spirit. Do not be conformed of this world. Change your mindset. Change the way you eat. Change the way you thinking. Change the way you walking. Change the way you speaking. And allow God, to the Holy Spirit, to lead you to the race. Allow him to let you be a champion. So when you get across the finish line, you will get the trophy, the reward that God has for you. I'm telling you on today, please, please, I keep saying it, please stop sleeping on what God has for you in this point in time. Stop looking to your left to see what the Joneses got. Stop looking to your right to see what the rights have. But and don't look back, but continue to look forward, because you need to be determined without any apologies that you are going to get across that finish line without the baggage that you started with. I decree and declare on today, as you are running your race, you may not be able to run. You may have to walk slowly. But as every step that you take, whatever comes to mind, you strip it off you, but don't you stop moving. And when you take that next step, when you put that left foot above before the right foot, you strip off something else. You just continue moving. Don't stop. When you stop, when you put a pause in it, sometimes you cannot go back and find the place that you left off. So when you cannot find the place that you left off, what happens? You start rewinding. Rewinding not going to get you forward. We at a place right now, I keep telling you all, Monday through Friday, we are on a locomotive. That locomotive is running. It is running fast. We're not going to derail. We are getting to our destination, and we are traveling all over God's country. And as we are traveling all over God's country, we are stopping. We are just doing a little yielding so you and whoever else need to get on. So I'm telling you on today, continue to move forward. Use the tools that God has equipped us with to get to our next level. In the name of Jesus. Back over to you, Apostle Temple.
Amen. Use your tools. Use what you have. You know, that's a blessing, amen, into that all by itself, amen, to use what you have. And that's the thing that people got to understand. Stop trying to use other people's stuff. Stop trying to use and look down on yourself what you don't have, amen. And all you need to do is deal with what you do have, amen. Tomorrow at 8 p.m., I'm going to do a teaching on the meeting line. I'm going to do a teaching on the meeting line because I feel it's really needed to get some understanding and some clarity how to live holy, how to live holy. And I think that will help many of you to begin to enjoy your life and keep walking a life, that is going to be prosperous with the Lord. Amen. How to live holy, because a lot of times many people thinking that living holy and getting all these blessings, you know, I have to have like this little light circle around my head. And a lot of things has to be church. You know, church, time, and that way I could be holy. You know, there's a lot of things that have been broken down and been taught to people how to do this and how to live this, but it's a totally different presentation that is in the Bible. It's totally different, amen? And I truly believe that if many of us could really understand how to live a holy life that is pleasing to the Lord, amen? You got to understand, your prayer life is just a part of your communication, a part of your relationship. You know, your worship is part of your relationship. It's just part, a piece to your relationship. But it's so much of other things that will help feed your life prosperly, you know, for you to achieve these different things, to where you got to understand, and you got to understand that it's okay. Some things people don't say, well, that's of the devil. No, it's not. Amen. And the Bible tells you, do not be too spiritual high-minded to where you are no earthly good. And that's the piece of where so many people now believe that it's more how spiritual high-minded you could be is more how blessed you are. And it's not so. It's not so at all, you know. And that's not true, because you got to understand, you have its power in this authority that God gave us in the natural realm. And you have to understand that the ones that are dominating the natural realm, or could dominate different things that happen in the natural realm, is human. Human mankind, the ones that God gave the authority to. And that's you, that's you, that's you, that's you, that's you, that's me, that's all of us, amen? So we can be able to apply and live a life that is pleasing and healthy to the Lord, amen? I want to help you, amen? So please tune in tomorrow on our meeting line at 8 p.m. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm going to begin to break some things down and make you see a light differently, amen, and begin to, for you can be able to see some things differently, for you can live a blessed life and continue to live a happy life. I want to say this little nugget, then I'm going to get off the air, because the Holy Ghost keep pushing me in my back face. Say this, amen. So many people that I'm going to put quotations on it, church, think they live in a holy life, and they not living a holy life, you know. So, excuse me. So many people. Why is that, Pastor? I'm going to show you why. So many people that you think that has a holy life, but really don't have a holy life. And the people that you might look upon and probably think that don't have a holy life do have a holy life, because a holy life is basically coming from obeying God. Amen. It ain't how church you, how you can shout, how many songs you know, how many verses you know. It's living a life that is obedient to God, because you can get someone that is very spiritualified, but they very disobedient, and you can get someone that is not so spiritualified, but they very obedient. Who living a holy life now? Tune in tomorrow at 8 p.m. Pastor going to get with you all. Thank you once again, Evangelist, dropping them nuggets inside of us, where we can keep on and keeping on to live our best life. Amen. God bless you. Keep living your best life to the fullest. Amen. Without no apologizing, without no apologies, and trying to explain it to anybody the reason why you're doing what you do. You just keep making moves, amen, that is going to continue to increase your life and increase your family life and be a blessing to who God done connect you with, put around you. Amen. God bless you. Thank God for each and every one of you.